Welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hello, welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. I'm so excited to chat with you today. We are going to have a quick little episode. I'm answering two questions that came actually from my Trying to Conceive Accelerator clients. Two of them were asking this, and I'm like, I know if they're asking, then I'm sure somebody else has also been wondering these things. So we are going to get right into it. You know the vibe around here. We dive right in and we get going. Okay. So the first question is, do you need to have sex every day that you see cervical mucus so you make sure that you have sex on your peak fertile day? Okay. Now I love this question because when she asked it, she also said, I'm probably overthinking this and you're probably going to say like, I don't need to do that, but I just wanted to check. So I love that because if you are someone who is trying to conceive and maybe you've been trying to conceive for a while, like this specific client who is asking has been trying to conceive for 6 months. When you've been trying for a little bit of time, you can kind of try and feel like it needs to be super precise and like you have to do everything exactly right and all these things. And like, yes, obviously you do have to have sex when you're fertile to get pregnant, obviously, but like having sex on your peak fertile day, like that is just not something that I think you need to be spending your time worrying about. So if you are trying to conceive, what I want you to look for is that raw egg white consistency cervical mucus. Okay. That's the cervical mucus that she's talking about. When you see that raw egg white consistency cervical mucus, it could be like slippery, like it will be, right? When you're wiping, it might slip. You could literally stretch it in between your fingers. Like it's going to stay wet when it gets on the toilet paper. Like, and the amount is different for every person. So it's not going to always be the same. And the amount of days that you have it are also not going to be the same. But what is the same for everybody is that sperm will stay alive in that cervical mucus for up to 5 days. Okay. So, and you also, everybody will experience some form of this. What some people experience way more of it. Some people will experience way less of it. But if you are ovulating, right, I should say that if you are in fact ovulating and you are confirming ovulation with your basal body temperature, you will experience some form of cervical mucus before you actually ovulate. This is when you actually want to have sex because this is when you're fertile. And the reason why is because cervical mucus is queen. You know, I talk about this all the time. Sperm literally can't stay alive unless it's in cervical mucus. If sperm is inside of you without cervical mucus, it will die because the cervical mucus actually creates the perfect pH environment for it to stay alive. And sperm stays alive in there for up to 5 days. So for the question of like, okay, like, but do I need to have sex like every day I see the cervical mucus so I could, number one, make sure that it's working, right? Or that I have sex on that peak fertile day. That is not required. Like, I don't think there is, you know, this peak fertile day where you see the most amount of cervical mucus. What I want you to focus on is just when you see that raw egg white consistency cervical mucus, that's when I want you to prioritize having sex. And obviously, the more that you are tracking this, like the more that you're writing down when you're seeing the cervical mucus, the more that you're tracking your basal body temperature and you're confirming it, the more that you're going to notice your usual pattern, right? Things can of course change based on if you're traveling, if you're sick, if you're overly stressed or something like that is going on, but you'll get to notice like about how many days you specifically see CM before you actually ovulate, right? So you'll get to know your patterns, but instead of getting all up in your head about like, okay, wait, should I do it on this exact day? Like just every single day I see the cervical mucus to make sure that we're getting it in there, to make sure that it is in my fertile window. Like I really would not put your time and attention on that. I would just put, and I mean, hey, if you want to do it every day, go for it. Like more power to you. But at the same time, if you're like, I don't actually want to every day, Like, I got other shit to do. Also, like, you know, it's great, but like, we don't need to do it every single day every month. So if you don't want to, I really don't think that you have to. What could be beneficial is the day that you see that like cervical, that raw egg white consistency cervical mucus, like, yes, have sex to make sure that like you are, you know, prioritizing when you're fertile. And if you're seeing it for a few days, maybe a couple days later, you have it again, just to make sure that you are falling in that window. Because some people will experience the raw egg white consistency cervical mucus for like 6 days, right? And again, it stays alive in there for up to 5 days. So that is something that I would say could be a good idea to do. But again, some people only experience the raw egg white consistency cervical mucus for 2 days and then they ovulate. So then like you'd be good, right? For me personally, when we got pregnant with Madison, it was about 2 or 3 days before I ovulated. And it was actually like a week earlier than when I normally ovulated. I was always someone that usually ovulated around day 21 of my cycle. I had about a 35-day cycle. I have PCOS, so it's more common for people with PCOS to have a longer cycle like that. But it was always consistent, like every 35 days. And I would ovulate on day 21, like always. And then the month that I actually got pregnant with Madison, which is so weird, I ovulated a week early. And I noticed this cervical mucus. So I knew, and I was like, oh, that's so weird. And it was the first month that we were like, we were actually not even going to try till the next month. And we were just like, all right, whatever. Like, let's just see what happens. Cause like, who knows, it might take a couple months. Right. And then we got pregnant right away on the first try, which I know if you're listening to this and you have been trying to conceive for a while, that could be very triggering for you. And the reason why I always talk about it is so you know what's actually possible when you do address the root cause of what is going on in your body and why you might not be getting pregnant right now, because I do have PCOS and it was not supposed to be easy for me. Right. I had a decade of irregular periods. I went a full 2 years without a period at all. I literally never thought it was possible for me to have a regular period. I just thought that like me having a period every like whatever 6 months was like my normal. But it's not normal. Like it's just, I learned how to actually support my body so that my hormones were doing what they were meant to do. So I always share it because I want you to know what's possible. Anyway. Okay. I'm assuming if you're listening to this specific episode that you are someone who is either trying to conceive like actively right now, maybe you've been trying for a while, or maybe you just started, or you're someone who is prepping for pregnancy, whether you want to get pregnant in the next year or less, or maybe you're even a mom right now and you're just listening to this episode, whatever it is, if you're postpartum, if you're in any of those three buckets, you need to know about this company that I am absolutely obsessed with. I personally use them every single day. I recommend them to all of my clients, to all of my friends. Like, I'm freaking obsessed with them. And the company that I'm talking about is Needed. And this is for fertility, for pregnancy, for postpartum, for women's health in general. It is astounding to me the amount of shitty prenatals and just supplements in general, pre and postnatals, and supplements in general that are on the market and that have really good marketing, but really shitty quality ingredients, really low amount of nutrients that are not actually absorbable in our body, with other ingredients in there that are horrible, even ones that your doctor recommends or ones that you go to the store to get, even in Whole Foods, like even some that influencers recommend. I've done podcast episodes on this because I have a lot to say about it. But we need to make sure that we are taking high quality supplementation, especially when it comes to your fertility, to your pregnancy, to postpartum, to breastfeeding. Like, it is so important to have nutrient density, meaning that you are absorbing the amount of nutrients that you're taking and that you actually are having an abundant amount of them. Because not only are you supporting your fertility to get pregnant, which is not life threatening, so we need to make sure we have extra nutrients to go around, but you're also growing a human and you want to make sure you have an abundant amount of nutrients to not only support this growing baby and a growing organ, but also just to support yourself. And then postpartum is extremely energy intensive. You're on the most least amount of sleep you've ever had in your life. You're breastfeeding. If you are breastfeeding, you're taking care of a human. Like, we got to make sure that we are supporting ourselves as best as we possibly can. And Needed is the way to go. I love that their nutrient density is on point. They have such a high amount of the certain minerals and antioxidants and actual nutrients that we need in our body in forms that your body can actually absorb, because that's so huge. A lot of companies will have specific nutrients in forms that are unabsorbable in the body. So we really want to make sure that they're absorbable forms, which Needed obviously has. They're backed by research. They have practitioners who are helping formulate the formulations, the supplements. They have third-party testing. Like, they're as clean as it gets. You know, if I'm taking this shit, it's clean. Okay. I'm a stickler. I don't put anything in my body specifically supplement-wise that is not like super, super clean with the most amount of like testing that could possibly be done. Okay. So I love that about them too. And they, I feel amazing on them. Like, honestly, I'm still waking up multiple times a night and I have energy because of these prenatals that are also postnatals. They're amazing. So go to thisisneeded.com. You could use code Corinne, C-O-R-I-N-N-E at checkout. I recommend taking a prenatal a year or less before you start getting pregnant, right? So if you're like, I want to get pregnant in the next year or less, start taking a prenatal now. Obviously, if you are actively trying to conceive, when you are pregnant and when you are postpartum as well, even if you're not breastfeeding, I recommend taking a postnatal for like a good 9 months after you give birth. If you're not breastfeeding, if you are breastfeeding, continue taking this prenatal postnatal for the entire duration of you breastfeeding. And then a few months after that, because it's again, really, really energy intensive. We have to make sure that we have enough nutrients in our body to support us, to support baby, all the things. So I love their prenatal. I also love their, vegan omega that they have. They're vegan DHA EPA, obsessed, so freaking good. They have a, for those of you who take collagen, they have collagen, they have an egg quality support, which is really great. They have a, stress support that I like a lot too. They have so many amazing things over there. What I personally take from theirs is their choline, their iron, their pre-postnatal, and, did I miss something? Their choline, their iron, and their pre and postnatal. Oh, their omega that I just talked about. Those are the ones that I personally use and take. I'm obsessed with them. Go to thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout for a discount. And if you have any questions at all about any of their supplements, obviously come message me. I'll be happy to support you in it. You will feel a difference. Get on it ASAP. Thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout. The point of this is, no, you do not need to have sex every single day that you see the cervical mucus to make sure that you are having it on your peak fertile day. If you want to, go for it. But prioritize just having sex when you see that raw egg white consistency cervical mucus. If you have it for like multiple days, maybe do it that first day and then a couple days after just to make sure you fall in that window. Because again, you say you have sex on a Monday and then you ovulate on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or even Saturday. You can't wait Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, yeah, you could still get pregnant, right? I would really prefer it to be that Friday, right? So like if you're like, oh, but maybe what if I do ovulate on Saturday and I only had sex on Monday? Okay, so because that was the first day you saw cervical mucus. Then also have sex maybe on Wednesday, like the third day you see cervical mucus, just to make sure you fall inside that window, okay? I was about to be like, you understand what I'm saying? Like you get me? Like you're going to actually answer and I could hear your response. But you feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So that is the first question I want to answer. And to like, it kind of piggybacks off of that. What another client in the accelerator asked me was, like, which day do you actually ovulate? Like, when you see that your basal bite temperature spikes, is that the day that you ovulated, or is it the day before that you ovulated, right? Because if you are someone who is tracking your basal bite temperature, you know that what we're looking for is that rise in your temperature, right? You want to see your basal bite temperature increase about 0.5 degrees, about 0.5 degrees higher than the previous six temperatures, and you want to see it stay that higher temperature for 3 days in a row. That is what's confirming ovulation. Ideally, especially if you're trying to conceive, you want that higher 0.5 degree higher temperature to stay high forever and ever, because then that means you got pregnant, but to stay high throughout your entire luteal phase, for like 11 to 14 days before you get your period, you want that higher temperature to be staying high because that is letting you know that your progesterone levels are sufficient and staying up. If your temperature continues to rise longer than 16 days, then you're pregnant or you're reading your basal bite temperature wrong. Like it's impossible to have a luteal phase longer than 16 days. So, but the point of this is if you want to know like the day that you ovulate, is it the day that you see that temperature rise, or like when is it actually happening? So when you see that temperature rise, the reason why it's rising is because when you ovulate, the follicle, right? So we have follicles, which are just like sacs that have the eggs inside of it. When you ovulate, the follicle bursts and the egg is released. That leftover follicle that you had that is now like empty because the egg has been released for ovulation, that turns into something called the corpus luteum. That little leftover sac, that's the corpus luteum, is what is now producing progesterone in our body, which is the sex hormone that's needed to get pregnant and to stay pregnant. It's also supportive for your bones, your metabolism, your stress response, to help helps reduce the chances of getting heart disease and osteoporosis and all these things later in life. But for purposes of what we're talking about on this episode, it is the hormone you need to get pregnant, to stay pregnant, and to support the pregnancy, right? So that follicle that now turns into the corpus luteum is producing progesterone. Progesterone raises your metabolic rate, which is what raises your body temperature. So once you see that temperature increase, your basal body temperature increase, that means you already ovulated. And obviously with your basal body temperature, you're taking it first thing in the morning. So that means that you either ovulated the day before, right? And like either the afternoon or after you took your temperature the day before, the afternoon, the night, overnight, whatever, it happened before you actually took your temperature the day that you saw that it rised up. So say that like this is coming out on Friday, right? So say it's Friday, I don't know what the date is going to be, 15th, okay? Say it's Friday the 15th and you wake up today and you see that your temperature increased. That means that you ovulated yesterday or overnight, whatever, but it happened the day before, okay? Because if you woke up on Thursday, the 14th, if you're listening to this and it's not in real time, you understand what I'm saying, okay, whatever. The day before, if you woke up and your temperature was still like 97.5, and then the next day you woke up and it was 98.2, and then it was the next day 98.4, 98.2 again, whatever, then you ovulated the day before that temperature increased, okay? So if you're trying to figure out like, did I have sex in the right timing window-wise, when you see that your temperature increased and you confirm it by making sure that the temperature is high for those 3 days in a row, you look to see, okay, that means I ovulated the day before I saw that temperature increase. So that means I was fertile for those 5 days right before that, right? And you're also fertile for 24 hours after ovulation. So you're technically fertile if you see that temperature increase that morning. And again, you have to wait 3 days to actually confirm it. But if you see that spike up, and you saw the cervical mucus and stuff, so you're anticipating that that is when you ovulated, you are still fertile that day, about 24 hours after you actually ovulated. So technically depends on exactly when you ovulated before that temperature increase, which is why I always tell my clients to just prioritize having sex before you see any temperature increase. You want to have sex before you ovulate, right? So those 5 days before is when you're most fertile. So when you see that raw egg white consistency, cervical mucus, okay? So that are the questions that I was getting. And then also, like, what kind of piggybacked off of that in the conversation we were having in our group chat was like, can I actually trust that it's going to stay, like the sperm's going to stay alive for 5 days? Like, I'm nervous because we had sex over the weekend, but then, you know, my temperature increased on Tuesday. Like, we didn't have sex on Monday. So like, now I'm freaking out. And I'm like, it's not something that's just like a wishy-washy thing of like, oh, like sometimes it'll stay alive. Obviously, it depends on the sperm quality, the motility, the morphology. Like, yes, of course, obviously that's important, which I recently did an episode on sperm quality, so you can go back and check that out. But it stays alive in cervical mucus for 5 days, like that, up to 5 days, right? That is like, that is science. Okay. So that's just not like a wishy-washy thing. So just like really hold on to the belief of that. But I know that this could be such a like difficult topic to wrap your head around with like the basal body temperature stuff. That's why I'm always auditing them with my clients and trying to explain this as best as possible so that you can feel more confident in reading your own numbers and knowing when you are fertile. Because a lot of time, these clients I'm actually talking about right now who ask these questions, we're not even having sex at the right time because they were going off of what their Oura Ring was telling them, like, hey, this is when you're fertile, but they actually missed their window. So like, it's so important to know how to read this stuff. So I hope this was helpful for you. Please share this with anybody who is trying to conceive, wanting to get pregnant, wanting to learn more about their body, all the things. Come reach out to me. Let me know that you are listening to this and if it is supporting you, if you like understand this better now, because I just want to support you as best as possible on this journey. I want it to be one less stressful thing that you have to worry about as you're trying to conceive, and just know that, like, you know, I got you. Okay. So thank you so much for being part of this community. I'm so grateful for you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.